Are you Psi Aaron Deepnose's daughter? He asked her. Surely not, you're too young. His granddaughter? Her smile faded.
Aaron never had children, Mr. Deschaine. I'm the granddaughter of his older brother. But my own parents and grandfather died young. Airy was the one who mostly raised me.
Did you call him so? Airy?
Roland was charmed. As a child, I did, and it just kind of stuck. She held out a hand, her smile returning. Nancy Deepnose. And I am so pleased to meet you. A little frightened, but pleased. Roland shook her hand, but the gesture was perfunctory. Hardly more than a touch. Then, with considerably more feeling, for this was the ritual he had grown up with, the one he understood, he placed his fist against his forehead and made a leg.
Long days and pleasant nights, Nancy Deepnose.
Her smile widened into a cheerful grin. And may you have twice the number, Roland of Gilead. May you have twice the number. The elevator came, they got on, and it was to the 99th floor that they went. 8. The doors opened on a large round foyer. The floor was carpeted in a dusky pink shade that exactly matched the hue of the rose. Across from the elevator was a glass door with the Tet Corporation lettered on it. Beyond, Roland saw another, smaller lobby where a woman sat at a desk apparently talking to herself. To the right of the outer lobby door were two men wearing business suits. They were chatting to each other, hands in pockets, seemingly relaxed. But Roland saw they were anything but. And they were armed. The coats of their suits were well tailored, but a man who knows how to look for a gun usually sees one, if a gun is there. These two fellows would stand in this foyer for an hour, maybe two. It was difficult for even good men to remain totally alert for much longer, falling into their little just-chatting routine each time the elevator came, ready to move instantly if they smelled something wrong.